Okay, next item on the agenda is Asfari Homes Incorporated, number 18-0998. Rachel, welcome back.
Thank you.
Rachel has been on maternity leave, and wonderful, beautiful child, and all good. We're good to have you back, Rachel.
Happy to be back.
Yep.
Okay, so I have an application in the City of Norfolk. You will be acting as the Dune and Beach Board for this project. City of Norfolk rescinded their Dune and Beach ordinances about 2 years ago. Specifically, Asfari Homes is requesting authorization to impact 40 square feet of coastal primary sand dune to construct a riprap stormwater outfall at 831 Little Bay Avenue in Norfolk. The project is also protested by an adjacent property owner. She did email me this morning. She's not able to make it. However, she has spoken with the city about her concerns and is working her way through the city for her upland concerns. So the project is located adjacent to Willoughby Bay. If you are driving on the Hampton Roads Beltway from Norfolk to the HRBT, you can see it on your right. It is an undeveloped piece of property that is neighbored by a city park and condos on the other side. And the applicant is proposing to construct two duplexes on the upland portion of the property. As part of that process, the City of Norfolk is requiring them to design a stormwater plan that is consistent with Department of Environmental Quality stormwater regulations and also uses best management practices. So the applicant's engineer has designed a stormwater basin or pond on the property directly behind the dune that will hold the water during high water events as well as treat water for water quality. And as part of this design, they during very high water events, they want to include 2 6-inch stormwater pipes that will drain water from the pond to Willoughby Bay, in which these 2 stormwater outpipes will run from this basin underneath the jurisdictional dune and daylight on the beach. So you can see here, this orange flag shows the daylighted area where those 2 piles will go. And again, this is the jurisdictional beach. They'd like to place 40 square feet of riprap revetment underneath those daylighted pipes to prevent the dune from erosion in the case that it has water draining from it. We did conduct a standard public interest review in which Mrs. Ferris did write us a letter. It's number 3 in your packet. She is concerned about the development of the upland property and how that may impact flooding on her property. She has been in contact with the City of Norfolk to discuss this. We did hold a public hearing on August 1st, and we did not have any attendance. The project will result in 40 square feet of riprap on a jurisdictional dune. However, the project was designed specifically to reduce impacts to these features to the greatest extent possible. Staff does understand Mrs. Ferris's concerns regarding flooding in Norfolk. However, the VMRC does not have jurisdiction over development of the upland property, only over the riprap on the dune and beach. In addition, the stormwater plan is designed specifically to reduce flooding in such cases that there are high water events. It is staff's opinion that the proposed riprap will provide erosion protection and is a significant design feature in the stormwater design that avoids major impacts to the dune and beach. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1403 of the Code of Virginia and the sand dune and beach guidelines, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed.
Any questions by members of the commission? Ms. Peabody?
No, sir, I don't have any
questions. Thank you, Rachel. Again, good to have you back. Is anyone here in support of this project? Would you like to speak? All right, thank you. Anyone here in opposition to the project? Sir, would you come forward? Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God.
Yes, sir.
Can you state your name for the record, please?
William Broughton.
I'm sorry?
William Broughton.
William Broughton. Proceed, sir.
Start with, none of us were notified about the first meeting to come through the plan or thing.
Mm-hmm.
In this meeting, no one was notified about, except for Miss Elaine, and she gave me her paper. We're more concerned about the pond. We've got kids that run around out there. We've got kids that play on that beach, but the pipes going to be sticking out. We've got, that's the only property that saves us from flooding. I live in the condos adjacent to it. And that place is nothing but a flood zone anyway. I've got pictures of my condo under 3 feet of water under the last storm. It's, and I don't see how they're going to improve on that. I just see them making more of a problem for us out there.
Well, it would seem to me with the drainage aspect, it would seem to mitigate the problem with the flooding.
The city out there has tried everything to mitigate that problem. It's done no good. None. They put pumps out there. They put pipes out there. And every time we get a northeaster or a heavy rain, we're flooded. And he's telling us that this is going to help. I don't think so. And that pond's going to hold water. How are you going to protect these kids from running there?
Well,
it's going, I mean, mosquitoes, hell. No.
Michelle, would you like to, Mr. Ballard first. Go ahead, sir.
Is the flooding due to rain flooding or tidal flooding?
Rain.
Okay.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Ms. Peabody?
I guess there's two things. Mr. Beck.
You come to the microphone, if you would, please. Yep.
Mr. Beck is a stormwater engineer and may be able to answer some questions about how they plan to take care of the stormwater flooding. In addition, unfortunately, most of the stormwater plan is outside of the VMRC's jurisdiction. The only portion that we're actually permitting
is the pipe.
Is the pipe and the outfall.
Yep.
But perhaps Mr. Beck can
answer some questions about. Yes, sir. Raise your hand. You're telling us for the testament you give would be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, except for God. You state your name and who you represent, please.
I'm Joe Beck. I'm an engineer working for Asfari Homes.
Okay. You've heard the questions of the gentleman. Can you respond?
Well, I have. I don't know anything about his flooding. I wouldn't be surprised if it was tidal flooding. He's right there on Willoughby Bay. I don't know the elevations of the condominium units, and maybe they're not located above the flood elevation like it's required nowadays. The two new single-family dwellings that Mr. Asfari will construct will be elevated above the 100-year flood by more than the required 3 feet. The stormwater basin that we're constructing will actually serve to slow the rate at which the stormwater leaves the site. In other words, it's going to be used for quality improvement as well as quantity reduction. As the water is allowed to enter it at the rate created by the site, the outflow rate will be restricted. And of course, we're here today because of the outlets into
sure.
the basin. And those outlets will direct the water to the bay, directly to the bay, rather than allowing any water that overtops the banks of the basin to well up and perhaps spill onto adjacent properties. So I believe the pipes are actually a protection device for the adjacent properties. Not detrimental to it.
Okay.
And I can assure you that nothing that they're doing is going to increase tidal flooding.
Okay. Now, again, and Michelle, thank you for reminding me. It's been a few years that all we're permitting or considering permitting is the outfall, the pipe. We don't have jurisdiction over the upland or the other ancillary design issues. So, Mr. Ballard.
Would you mind, or perhaps staff, going over one more time exactly what the impacts to the dune will be?
We're going to push 2 6-inch PVC pipes about 40 feet long through a 2-foot tall sand dune, rather than, you know, regrade the dune to allow the water from the site to leave. In other words, the dune's got the water trapped.
Okay.
So we're just going to put pipes through it rather than regrading, maybe putting a slot in it or something to allow the site to drain.
In other words, it's going to maintain its natural state at the present time. Yes, sir. Mr. Tankard?
Yes, sir. Mr. Broughton mentioned a current pipe, I think he indicated. Is there some pipe already there?
Pipes in the area.
Okay. All right. Maybe I misunderstood. Thank you.
Further questions of the gentleman? Okay. Thank you. Michelle, did you want to add anything else to Witzman? Okay.
Here's a cross section. That is the outfall there.
And that's what we're voting on.
Right. And again, it's squared here.
Okay. Further questions? All right. Is there anyone else in opposition to the project? Seeing none, the matter's before the commission. Mr. Ballard.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Broughton.